You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It's a Monday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Ben on the other side of the glass, and of course, you are listener out there, and we thank you for tuning us in today. We do appreciate it each and every day. And speaking of each and every day, here in the Gym Class, we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, and you can learn how to boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. We'll talk about Iowa, Ohio State, Iowa football in general. We'll talk about the college football weekend as well as a professional football weekend and a whole lot more here on the program. We have a World Series matchup as well, which is set to begin not until Friday. Both teams are going to be well rested. Pitching staffs are going to be ready to go. And it's a very interesting fall classic. And we will touch upon that as well with you here today. Text line available to you, phone lines as well. If you'd like to just pick up the phone, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 for both the text line and the phone line here today from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. As you listen in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Hope everybody had a good weekend out there. And I'm sure people will say, well, Saturday wasn't the greatest, but hey, other than the wind, the weather was beautiful for the weekend. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Gee, what are people thinking about and talking about?
I don't know. What would that be? Yeah, we'll talk about the Iowa Ohio State game and the after effects from that. We'll do it coming up for you and get your input on it here in just a little bit. But there is more than that to talk about here. Iowa State, of course, off last weekend. They get ready to host Oklahoma. Iowa getting ready for homecoming against the Northwestern Wildcats in a game where not a lot of scoring is expected. Let's just put it that way. But Mark, we start with Columbus on Saturday as Iowa takes on Ohio State. 54-10, the final score, as the Buckeyes got things rolling in the second half. Game went pretty much like we thought it was going to, and we talked about on the Before the Boom podcast. By the way, another Before the Boom podcast coming up for this week's game against Northwestern. That will be ready to go for you to download on Friday. And it is brought to you by Edith Lucille's. And, of course, our podcast can be downloaded at KGYMradio.com or on the free KGYM app for your smartphone. But you can attack this a whole lot of ways, Mark, as far as this Iowa-Ohio State game is concerned. And I'm going to let you have an opening statement on it.
Well, you can make an argument it could have been a whole lot better. It could have been a whole lot worse had Iowa's defense not come to play, and it really did. Fantastic effort by the defense, and that's, you know, people just listening in, hey, they lost 54-10. Well, it wasn't on the defense because the defense held Ohio State to 200-plus fewer yards than it had been averaging. But again, for the seventh straight week, it was the Iowa offense that didn't fire a shot, in the words of the immortal Hayden Fry. And consequently, we have not only, well, we have a controversy, I guess, because the Iowa depth chart came out today, and we know what that's worth. At the quarterback position, it listed Spencer Petras or Alex Padilla. And Padilla started and played the second half. I wouldn't say he distinguished himself by any means. And there's people that are going to say, hey, you put him in a bad position. Petras wasn't in much better position. I mean, it was time to make a change, whether it was Ohio State or Ohio Wesleyan. Petras is not good. Did Padilla win the job on his performance? I don't think so. I don't know where this team goes with the quarterback situation. And I will say once again, by a long, long ways, the offensive problems are directly related to the offensive line. Secondly, you've got two guys that are maybe average at quarterback, could be better with an outstanding offensive line. And number three, you have an offensive coordinator who may not call the best game, but his hands are tied. It's like with the what we've seen with the attrition at wide receiver, the quarterback play, and just awful offensive line play. It's like Brian Ferentz in a game of Hold'em is holding 9-4 off suit or 9-3 off suit. You pick it, and he goes all in. You're not going to win many times with 9-3 off suit. And that's what Brian Ferentz is dealing with. And I'm not apologizing for him because this is every bit on he and his dad. Where does it go from here? I don't know. But as far as the Ohio State game, and you ask about that, it started well with the defense. Joe Evans with a scoop and score. I was down 26-10 at half, and the floodgates opened in the second half.
And it could have been easily 42-10 at halftime if the defense did not show. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line as well. 319-366-1600, as thoughts are starting to come in now. First thing you got to take care of this week is the quarterback situation. Is that going to be something that's going to be determined through practice? Is it going to be determined by the coaching staff looking back at the game film in Columbus? Or is it going to be a combination thereof? I'm not so sure where you're going to learn anything more tomorrow when Kirk Ferentz meets with the media in Iowa City. Maybe, but that's kind of not been the case, and it's only Tuesday of game week. For a very, very, yeah, I know, it's the over-under is 31.5. Northwestern's 1-6. This is a darn important football game for Iowa coming up on Saturday. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. I echo a lot of your sentiments, Mark, as that game. First of all, if you had any remote thoughts that Iowa was going to beat Ohio State, I'd just like to have you text us and tell us why. That very well could be your national championship team.
Absolutely.
This is an Iowa team that is just not having a good year. And yes, thank you, Mr. Obvious. We do know that. But as far as the defense is concerned, yeah, you give up 54, but you only give up 360 yards of offense, like you said. And that thing could have been a 70 burger real easy if you trade those touchdowns, the field goals for touchdowns in the first half. As far as this team is concerned, and this goes for good years as well, it's kind of a brew of a perfect storm here. When Iowa has had great seasons, double-digit win seasons, Rose Bowl seasons, Big Ten division championship seasons, et cetera, you got to have a schedule that's going to cooperate with you. You got to have the personnel that are set to go. You got to have breaks go your way. You got to win close games. Well, none of that is happening this year. And looking at the schedule, we knew it was going to be a tough schedule for Iowa this year. It was going to be tough sledding. That Iowa State game was going to be pivotal. It has turned out to be pivotal there. But you also have an inexperienced offensive line. You have quarterback play that has not been above average so far this year, and you put all that together along with an offensive scheme that has not been, let's just say, as good as it could be, and that is your opposite perfect storm. That is the perfect storm of being the year where it is right now at 3-4. You know, that's the glass half empty way to look at it. Now, the glass half somewhat quarter full way to look at it is, okay, you weren't going to beat Ohio State. Yeah, Iowa State here or there could have been different. Michigan, weren't going to beat them more than likely, although you gave a pretty good effort. Illinois could be the team that's going, as of right now, is your favorite to win the Big Ten West. So you got to find a quarterback now, and you got to take a look at what you're going to do in those last five games, because they are going to determine a lot, not only this year going into the offseason, but I think in the future of Iowa football, these next five games. This team goes to a bowl. What do people think about it? Yeah, it's been a disappointing season. A 6-6 bowl team is not anything to, you know, fly the flag about or anything like that. But it'll give you a little bit of something to hang your hat on. 319-366-1600. I'm with you as well. Offensive line, I think you give 50%+ as far as the problems right now, and then kind of divide the quarterback and the play calling a little bit between the leftover percentages in there. And quite frankly, I think Brian Ferentz is right now the third place as far as those problems are concerned, because his hands are tied at this time a little bit.
He's an easy target. Spencer Petras, and I doubt Alex Padilla. Neither one of them are Joe Burrow. And, I mean, Petras, the most touchdown passes Petras has had in a year is 10 in 2019. So if you're expecting him to come out and score and throw three or four touchdown passes with a depleted wide receiving core, it's not going to happen. And it's probably not going to happen for Alex Padilla. Epitome of Iowa's offensive line problems against Ohio State, which I agree could be a national championship team. No question about it. Connor Colby, not to pick on Connor, he's starting at right tackle. Was getting whipped on the outside. They moved him in to right guard. Plum became the right tackle. By the end of the first half, Colby was on the bench. He did play the second half, and not to pick on Connor Colby, but that's kind of the epitome of Iowa's offensive line problems. Granted, they're playing against a really, really good team. As far as the glass half full, half empty, Iowa still mathematically has a chance to have an 8-4 season. I know you're laughing out there. Maybe even 7-5. At this point, you'd take it, wouldn't you? But it also has an opportunity to be 3-9 or 4-8. And it starts this week.
Huge game this week.
We'll see where it goes from here and whether Padilla or Petras is going to be the quarterback. I wouldn't want to predict. But got to get off the schneid here. And beyond that, Iowa's lost four games, three of them to top 20 teams. Two of them are in the top four. And the other loss is to your in-state rival by a field goal.
On a controversial
play. But so much of the focus is on the offense, and rightfully so. What's happening in terms of rewards for the defense is criminal. It's just criminal. They played really, really well, I think, for the most part, but not getting anything out of it. And I don't know.
319-366-1600. Lots of folks weighing in. Has Padilla had a snap since the Big Ten championship game before Saturday? No, did not take a snap this year. Thought he would come in the Nevada two-day affair, but that did not happen. David and Hudson, Spencer has shown nothing this year. Please don't put him back out there. I don't know if Alex can do any better, but give him a shot. A lot of comments as far as the quarterback competition is concerned. Give Alex five more games and see what his numbers are. That is the comment from 5268. And 1477 says, I don't see how they can put Petrus out on the field ever again. 6429, and this is where it gets a little, this is where it gets murky. Iowa's offensive ineptitude became a subject of national mockery by the media quite some time ago, and more of them are piling on every week. When is enough enough? We have run out of excuses. Not fair to judge Padilla with his first snap on the road versus Ohio State. Have to give him a shot this week, says 5822. You want to read some, Mark?
78-54. We have five games left for Iowa, and all are winnable.
How will everyone feel, I think?
Oh, how will everyone feel if we end up 8-4? Mm-hmm. Cage and Troy, it wasn't all bad. I watched the halftime performance of the Ohio State and Hawkeye bands.
Yeah, I was surprised the Hawkeye band was there.
Celebrating Elton John. That was very impressive, and the work it took not practicing together to put on that performance, Iowa should be proud of the marching band. So hang your hat on that silver lining.
I'm surprised the Ohio State University marching band would allow anyone to be on the same field with them. They have a little reputation of being a very... yeah. Anyway, 12:38, why not let the quarterbacks do every other series? We do it with running backs so we can figure out who's better. That does very rarely, if ever, works in a college setting. You got to pick one or the other. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. I'm not laughing. The only game I'm worried about is rejuvenated Wisconsin. That says 86-99.
Suddenly playing well with a new head coach.
Yeah. Playing better. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. I like your analogy of the perfect storm, says 3348. Every program is going to have years like that. But Kirk has some huge decisions to make, and if he doesn't make moves this postseason, I'm afraid he's going to lose his team and the fan base. This could be the worst O-line Iowa's had, which is baffling considering our staff's expertise at that position. No, I don't think Joe Labus is coming in, 3605. Who was the offensive coordinator for Nate Stanley when he threw 26 touchdowns that year? Was that Greg Davis or Ken O'Keefe? I'd have to go back and look. Benching Petrus after the bye week and not before that is wrong. They know what they have in both quarterbacks, so try a freshman. Now we're down to the fourth string, Mark. Oh, boy. But no quarterback will succeed until the O-line gets it figured out.
Ding.
They should really go look at surrounding community colleges. I know for a fact there's an 18-year-old kid who could do better than both of these quarterbacks.
Playing behind the same offensive line.
I
feel like we've been down this road before, Scott.
We have been.
2012, Iowa was 4-8. Everybody screaming at Ferentz like they are today. 3 years later, they were 12-2. In 07 and 08, back-to-back 6-6 seasons, and the sky is falling. A year later, Iowa goes 11-2. God, we just live in the present, don't we? And not that past is prologue. I don't know what's ahead for Iowa football. But we've been down this road before.
I actually recorded the game because toward the end of it, we went out on a beautiful day and hit the golf course. But recorded it, watched it, and on average, and I went through and I actually timed it out. You know how much time the Iowa quarterbacks had to throw the football?
It had to be less than 3 seconds.
It was about 3 seconds before you needed to make a move. Left, right, up, back, do something. Now, Padilla was a little bit more, obviously, was better at that than Spencer Petras because he has more mobility. But tell me, how are you going to get anything going offensively with the forward pass if you have less than 3 seconds or on average of 3 seconds to do something?
Yeah.
Your receivers cannot get into the route, and that is what defenses are preying on right now as far as the Iowa football team is concerned. And granted, keep in mind that you take this and multiply it by 10 because of your opponent on Saturday with Ohio State. This is not Ohio State of, you know, prior to Urban Meyer. This is not your Earl Bruce Ohio State that Iowa was playing. I mean, this is five stars all over the place and speed, speed, speed. So, and we'll get to more of this coming up. And that is the future. Can't look back now, Mark. You got to look ahead to these five games.
4808 on the text line. Hear me out. Offense takes a knee three times and then punts. If the offense won't put up points, let's stop them from giving them up at least.
Both John and Sean think Iowa needs to change things up, get to the portals, et cetera, et cetera. Iowa's not been a big advocate as far as the transfer portal is concerned. The NIL, listen, Iowa is limited. Iowa's not Ohio State as far as NIL money is concerned. Can we all agree on that?
Sure.
It's never going to be that way. And, you know, Charlie Jones said it wasn't NIL that caused him to go to Purdue. Whatever the case may be. But, yes, I mean, if you need to go to the transfer portal, absolutely. It's time to go take a look at the transfer portal. 3148 says, our O-line has been terrible since Doyle was let go. Well, that's a whole different situation.
8077 is a good, valid point. Iowa is the second youngest team in the Big Ten, which is true.
Very true.
I'm not condoning the offense because it's bad. That line could be way different next year with Proctor, hopefully coming in.
Because people are going after him, folks. The problem with comparing those bad teams to this one is none of them had this bad of an offense, says David.
0601, you are right, Scott, about this not being all Brian Ferentz's fault. He was the offensive coordinator in 2017 and 2018, the years that Nate Stanley threw 26 touchdowns each year. The problem is with the offensive line and the quarterback. Ding.
You need a ding? Doyle is gone. We have to move on. This is 7089. Okay, so that's the Ohio State game. You got to look forward now, Mark. And we'll get to that coming up. But I want to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update first. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock each and every day. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area at Emil's Hideaway. What do we got?
At the Under-23 World Freestyle Wrestling Championships, Albernette's Tanner Sloan took home a silver medal. He's out of South Dakota State. And Iowa heavyweight Tony Cassiope earned a bronze. Iowa women's basketball landed a top 50 recruit in Ava Hayden. She is 6'4" and out of Sherwood, Oregon. Finally, horrible news for Iowa State running back Breece Hall, who is off to a terrific start for the New York Jets. Injured yesterday, test today revealed a torn ACL. He'll be out for the year.
Yeah, and he was turning heads. He had a huge run early in that Bronco Jet game yesterday for a touchdown. And, boy, that was just sad, sad news right there. And better news, though, Brock Purdy did get his first snaps.
He did.
Yesterday on the last drive for San Francisco in the loss to Kansas City. Was doing okay. Now, granted, the Chiefs were playing second and third stringers, and it was playing pre-event, but did throw an interception in the end zone. But up until that point, was zipping the ball pretty good yesterday.
I thought he did, too.
So he got his feet wet as far as the National Football League is concerned. And good weekend starting off for Keegan Murray on the back-to-back Saturday and Sunday as well. And double figures both games, shot it well from three, got some rebounds, did some nice things for Sacramento, even though they lost a couple games. Of course, everyone's hung up on the fact he's not starting.
He played 38 minutes. He's going to play 38 minutes whether he starts or comes off the bench.
Folks, basketball doesn't matter a whole lot.
Murray had 19 and 16, respectively, in the last two games. And, turning some heads in Sacramento, if folks weren't paying attention to the preseason, he's fit in quite well. Sacramento, really a tough start. I've lost three games by a total of 14 points.
Yeah.
Against good teams.
Against good teams. No doubt about that. 3:31. We're going to take a break, come back. More Iowa football talk and more football talk when we return on the Gym Class right after this. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we'll have a mild start to the afternoon, but rain will move in and temperatures will begin to drop down through the 60s. We'll have widespread showers and a few thunderstorms coming through the afternoon and into this evening. Rain will wind down later tonight, and then temperatures will be tumbling down into the 40s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll have some clouds around. Temperatures will be in the low 50s with a chance for a few showers, especially in the southeast. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code COON. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. And with live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code COON for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The Trinity of Terror. One night in Cedar Rapids. Black Veil Brides.
We'll stain us with the skull and crumb.
Motionless in White.
We unite to ride.
Ice Nine Kills. Friday, November 11th, the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Tickets are on sale now at creventslive.com. Black Veil Brides, Motionless in White, Ice Nine Kills. Special guest, Atreyu.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone, see?
Huh, nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall leaf vacuum collection continues through December 9th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Well, those leaves are getting wet right now as the rain is started to come down here outside the Cirque Sports Iowa studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott, Mark with you. Ben on the other side of the glass as we come your way in a Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. While we have a moment, Mark, and it's fresh in my mind, let's let everybody know about the Emil's Hideaway pick six and how that turned out.
Of course you want to go in that direction as you won the picks for the second straight week.
Scott's on a heater.
On a bit of a heater. 5-1 this week. Myself and Spencer, both 4-2. Dave was 2-4. The real winner, Dana from Cedar Rapids, who won a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway.
Okay.
And Spencer and I have pulled ahead of the 500 mark in the season standings, but everybody within four games of one another. So we'll see if there's any separation as we make picks on Friday.
Maybe I'll get picked first.
Don't hold your breath. Dave has a lot of friends out there.
Spencer and I have been battling it out for the basement for the better part of the entire season. I've been 5-1 back-to-back weeks, people. Take note. Take note if you have that opportunity. Coming up this Friday, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six right here on KGYM. Couple more texts to get to here. Iowa, 3349 reminds us that Iowa is a low population state. We just don't produce enough four or five star players. There are going to be ups and downs. Honestly, I think they need a new recruiter. I don't think that is the case because on paper, Iowa's had their best two recruiting classes back to back. These last two, and they've got Caden Proctor already lined up. They're getting them. They're getting them. And that leads to the next question mark for everyone out there to ponder. All right, Ohio State's done. Flush it. We're going to use coaching terms here. You got five games left. Same thing with Iowa State. They are in the same situation Iowa is in. 3-4. Five games remaining. You need to win three to go to a bowl game, to get to the 500 mark. Starts off this week for Iowa against Northwestern. And like I said in the first half hour of the program, this is one of the biggest games I believe that Iowa has had in a long, long time. First of all, with the 3-4, with all of the negativity around this team, what's the crowd going to be like? People stop coming to the games. That is one of the pieces that is needed as far as your program having some problems. If people show up, then that's great. If that place is one-third empty on Saturday, that tells me a little bit.
Still be a sellout.
It'll still be a sellout because it is officially a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
But if people decide to keep tailgating, not come, whatever the case may be, then that is a red flag as far as the University of Iowa Athletic Department is concerned. You need to look good in that game. This is a must-win game, isn't it? I mean, Northwestern is 1-6. Now, as we talked about earlier today when you and I talked, it's a Northwestern team. Yeah, they're 1-6, but they've been in every game except for one. Beat Nebraska at the start of the year. Now, that was kind of given to them on a silver platter. But Northwestern has also, and Pat Fitzgerald has had Iowa's number over the years.
Yeah, 5 of the 6 losses by 10 points or fewer. And only one of those, that was the Penn State game, at Penn State, I believe, 17-7. So if you think this is a team that's going to come in and roll over for Iowa, you got another thing coming. I'm not saying Northwestern's going to win, but Kirk Ferentz is 500 against Northwestern. 9 of those 11 losses that Ferentz has had against Northwestern are one-score games. So what would you expect this Saturday?
A one-score game.
Maybe more of the same.
because Northwestern's offense isn't a whole lot more glamorous than Iowa's.
Not at all.
And that's what's going to make every minute detail so magnified on Saturday. 5-yard penalties, drop snaps, turnovers. Turnovers, huge in every game, going to be even bigger. If you, no matter who the quarterback is, if you're Iowa, you come out, you look good, you get the victory, go to 4-4. You got a, it's not going to change things, but you got a little momentum going forward to those last four. It starts this week.
It does. It's a pivotal game. If you want to have a 500 or a winning record, you've got to have this one. I don't know how many games Iowa's going to be favored in, and it really doesn't matter if it is favored or not. But I think all five are winnable games. Now, Wisconsin all of a sudden has turned it on a little bit. Graham Mertz, it looked like...
Trademark.
otherworldly last Saturday, but he's had his moments. So Wisconsin's gettable. Minnesota, yeah, kind of 1-3 right now in the Big Ten. Losing
and did not look good Saturday night. Did not look good. Now that was without Morgan.
Yeah. So, I mean, it starts Saturday, and I don't think any Iowa fans should look any further than that.
Yeah. Of course, Illinois already has the tiebreaker over Iowa with the head-to-head. And right now, I don't think there's any doubt that Illinois, with Purdue losing the way they did to Wisconsin, that Illinois right now is your favorite to win the Big Ten West. That's favorite number three if you're playing the home game right there. 319-366-1600. Cage and Troy letting us know, look at Texas A&M, top draft class, and they are 3-4 right now. That was another point I wanted to make today was be careful what you wish for. As you're showing the entire Iowa football staff the door at this point, which a lot of people are wanting to do, and just move on and go somewhere else. You think they would like a do-over at places like Florida State, Washington,
Nebraska?
I was saving them for last. Our friends out west. But yeah, guys that were doing pretty decent jobs, but they weren't 11 wins every year. Auburn, another one. They're getting ready to fire their coach after their second year. I don't even think he's going to make it through this season for Auburn. I don't think he's going to coach in the Alabama game. And they're already on yet another one. They fired a coach after winning a national championship 2 years later. Maybe a different set of circumstances. Who knows? But again, the moral of the story is, please, please be careful what you wish for. Now, with that being said, if Iowa ends the season 0-5 and things don't get better offensively, Mark, then you got to look at changes in the offseason.
Yeah, let's take it one game at a time. And we'll hear from Kirk and players tomorrow. We'll bring you audio on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Maybe there'll be some definition between Petrus or Padilla. I think what we're probably going to hear is still evaluating it. It'll be a game time decision. I think Petrus is going to be the quarterback.
I have no idea. I really don't. I have no clue who's going to be the quarterback.
And unless Tyler Linderbaum and Tristan Wirfs come back and play for a game, maybe more of the same. We'll see.
99-85 is not looking for 10-win seasons every year. Just look competent on offense. Bad offense last year, worse this year. And 1862, piggybacking on that, the root issue of this inept offense is the OC. Brian Ferentz was unqualified when he was appointed the OC. And his inexperience shows if Kirk fires Brian, he can save his legacy. If at the end of the season Brian is retained, then Kirk can go too.
Kirk's legacy is not going anywhere.
And it shouldn't.
Kirk's legacy is going to be what it is.
319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM at 344. As we're going to go to the phones. As Frank from Cedar Rapids, kind enough to give us a call today and join the program. Frank, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
A few minutes ago, Mark made a comment. I respectfully disagree with him. And I'd like to make a comment, and I'd like to hear you guys. Mark said that this is the same Brian Ferentz as 2017 and 2018, so nothing has changed. The problem is with a quarterback and the line. Well, a good offensive coordinator is the person that looks at the whole offensive team, line and a quarterback and everything else, and design plans that fits the team. And as far as I'm concerned, Brian has done a bad job, not an okay job, bad job doing that, and Kirk is not doing anything to help. I'm a diehard Iowa fan, season holder, ticket holder, and it pains me to see what's Iowa, the way Iowa is playing. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call. What you got, Mark?
Well, I think Frank is responding to a texter who pointed out on the text line that Brian was the offensive coordinator in 17 and 18.
When 17 was his first year.
Nate Stanley was the quarterback, and he threw 26 touchdowns 1 year. Maybe Frank goes all in on 9-3 off suit. I don't know. We respectfully disagree, and I say that because what can you do with an offensive line that is inept? With a depleted receiving core, with average quarterback play. What are you going to call?
Yeah. The one thing that, just thinking back to the 17 and 18 teams, one thing that is missing this year, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact, the inexperience as far as the offensive line. We're not seeing nearly as many middle screens, things like that, and obviously with the wide receiver position as well. That is the one thing I think that is missing a little bit. Home run balls as well, just going down the seam, trying those. But again,
you said
when you have three seconds to throw the ball, you can't get that accomplished. And Brian Ferentz has taken, and it's, I don't want to be an apologist, but you are taking, and it's anybody from middle school football to pro football. You take your entire playbook, and if you only have 2 to 3 seconds to throw the ball, you're cutting it in half. Because it doesn't do you any good to call a long pass because you're not going to have time to throw it. And that's kind of what I was facing right now.
No, and I'm not apologizing for Brian Ferentz either, because I don't think he's doing that great a job. But I think his hands are tied in a couple respects by his dad's philosophy. And number two, the talent on the field. He'd be brilliant if he was getting anything out of this offense, because the guys on the field, I'm sorry, are not playing well on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, and I think that Kirk is also, and I know Kirk is out there making sure that the plays that he wants to see ran are run. 319-366-1600. As we've been talking exclusively Iowa, looking ahead, Iowa and Ohio State, et cetera, as Iowa and Northwestern will get at it on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City for homecoming. Supposed to be a nice day on Saturday. So for both Iowa and Northwestern and Iowa State and Oklahoma as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back. There is more in the football world, believe it or not, than the Hawks. And we'll get to it and we'll talk about it when we return after this.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Get your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty. Or find them online at citytractor.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Free home internet service through the end of the year. Nope, that's not a trick. It's just a treat. IMON will treat you to lightning-fast 200 megabit internet service free until the end of 2022. And for only $52 per month starting in 2023. Get the most reliable internet service available backed by caring 24-7 customer support. And don't start paying until 2023. At IMON, we're always on, always fair, and always there. Don't miss this chance to experience the IMON difference free for the rest of 2022. Visit go.imon.net/radio to choose IMON today. New residential customers only. Not available in all areas. Other conditions apply.
We are back. It is Gym Class here on KGYM. Todd and Alex follow us from 4 until 6. Cyclone Coaches Show from 6:30 until 8. And then we'll join up with Monday Night Football as Mark's Chicago Bears will take on the New England Patriots. Is that in Chicago or is that in...
That is in New England.
That's at New England. Okay. All right. Very good.
The Bears, an 8-point underdog. I don't feel an ounce of optimism. Yeah, you know, maybe not an ounce, but I figure Bachelor in Paradise is on if this goes bad.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, man. 7509 asks one more here. How many games do you think Iowa will win the rest of the season, and do they make a bowl game? And when was the last year they didn't make a bowl game? You know the last year they didn't make a bowl game, Mark. You said it earlier today.
It was 2020, the COVID year.
Yeah. Well, they was that the year they were supposed to play Mizzou?
2012, they were 4-8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was they were going to play a bowl in the COVID year. That just didn't happen. Cajun Troy wants the Bears to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's got at least one more year in college before he's draft ready, but I'd have to double check on that. Can Iowa make a bowl game? That is a question 7509 had, and that is also our poll question. Correct, Mark? KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Steve Anderson at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Partially, that's the question. Will, parentheses, not should, Iowa play in a bowl game this year? Yes or no? Well, let's see if it qualifies first.
I think you better win Saturday.
I think the insinuation is if Iowa goes 6-6, per se.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna turn down a bowl bid.
You are not turning.
I don't care how bad it is.
Is not turning down a bowl if Iowa is invited at 6-6.
The extra practices are invaluable,
especially to a young team.
Absolutely,
especially to a young team. The Ohio State Buckeyes continue to roll, and Michigan continues to roll. Minnesota, Penn State was kind of a dud. The game of the weekend, though, Mark, was Saturday night with TCU and Kansas State as the Horned Frogs remain unbeaten and get a win at home behind Max Duggan, or Max Dugan, as Urban Meyer calls him. Either way, he's doing a great job for the Horned Frogs. That was a whale of a game. Then, of course, in the NFL yesterday, he had the terrible news about Breece Hall and his injury for the New York Jets, who are 5-2, by the way. How did that happen? Dak Prescott back for the Cowboys. Looked a little rusty early. Cowboy defense, though, held down the Detroit Lions. And that's kind of the way it's going to be all year, I think, as far as Dallas is concerned. The New York Giants win again. Kansas City gets a very big win at San Francisco. 49ers are going to be fine, though. Give Christian McCaffrey. He came in and did a pretty darn good job on basically 36 hours of prep work. I mean, they were telling him, okay, just line up there. We'll tell you what to do. Just go out.
It was backyard football.
Yeah, he got 60-some total yards on 10 touches. So.
And he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And the NFC is just absolutely wide open. Packers lose at Washington. Ugh. And now await the Buffalo Bills next Sunday night.
Have fun with that.
In Buffalo.
Alan Lazard may be out that game.
Yeah, Alan Lazard left the game yesterday early. Did not come back. That was a big problem for the Green Bay Packers right there. 69-21, congratulating me for my call on the Phillies. I did say the Philadelphia Phillies would go to the World Series, and they did. In fact, our series is set. Starts Friday night. First pitch just past 7 o'clock. Philadelphia and Houston. Astros sweep the New York Yankees. And Philadelphia, 4-1 win in games over the San Diego Padres, who to me just looked hungover, man. They looked hungover from that Dodger series.
And we'll get Cal Eldred's take on the World Series tomorrow during the gym class. Houston, a prohibitive favorite, maybe not prohibitive, but a heavy favorite to beat the Phillies. And I think it should be.
It should be. Houston's, but give Philadelphia a lot of credit. Bryce Harper, man, terrific.
Yeah, the baseball world has been following him since he was 16 years old. And for him to get a historic, at least in Philadelphia, historic home run to win that game and win the series was, I thought it was a cool moment.
It was for Philadelphia is going great guns right now as far as their sports teams are concerned. So
it's how are the Flyers?
They're off to a good start.
Oh, okay.
They're off to a good start. The Flyers are. They're not the Blues.
Does Philly have an MLS team?
I
don't know.
Do not know. The 3-0-0 St. Louis Blues, who are in Winnipeg tonight, by the way. Just to throw that out there. Plenty of time, Spencer, for you to jump on that Blues bandwagon if you like. I've been trying to get him to jump on it because he's looking for a hockey team. I've been trying my best to try to get that taken care of.
Kraken.
Right there. Tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk some more football. We'll let you know what Kirk Ferentz and Matt Campbell had to say. We'll also talk a little bit about some basketball in the future as the Iowa Hawkeyes are getting ready to head out for the tournament, the Emerald Coast Classic. And we'll talk with the tournament director for the Emerald Coast Classic. That's hard to say, by the way. We'll do that tomorrow. Maury Hank, he will join us on the program as well. Thank you for the interaction. We do appreciate it. And whether we're on the same page or not, Mark, we always enjoy what our listeners have to say. And I'm sure there'll be more coming up in the last 5 weeks of the season. Have yourself a good night. Hope you brought an umbrella, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd and Alex coming your way next from 4 until 6. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses.